So before we proceed too deep into the agenda for the meeting, I would like to ask our gracious host, Dr. Michael Amoritas at the University of Illinois Chicago, the Chancellor, to comment briefly on the Chicago campus and give us an overview of activities.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and Chairman Courage. What a pleasure for me and what an honor to be among the first ones to congratulate you and wish you best luck, which you will need in that position. Chairman McMillan, what a pleasure to thank you for your leadership and for your service. I know there's one thing that will not change with the change of leadership, and that's the fact that the chairman will show up sometime between 6 and 6:15 a.m. in the days of the meetings for the breakfast and will discuss weather and the effect on the local corps. Now, with the few minutes that I have, I would like to share some recent university highlights with you and some thoughts. Just a month ago, we held our second university-wide December commencement ceremonies, one for the undergraduates and one for the graduate and professional students who completed their degrees in the summer or the fall of 2016. We had two outstanding speakers, Ambassador Ivo Dalder, President of the Chicago Council on Global Affairs, and Oscar Munoz, the Chief Executive Officer of United Airlines. We conferred approximately 1,400 degrees, and we welcome, in addition to the graduates, more than 7,000 family members and friends on campus in this celebration. We also initiated a new tradition. We invited back our golden graduates, members of the class of 1966, who graduated 50 years ago, either from the Medical Center or from the Chicago Circle campus, which was the first graduating class of Chicago Circle, and it was a great pleasure to watch them robed in golden robes, walked down the aisle together with the 2016 graduates. So we were very proud to see them come back to campus. I can tell you that things are going well. Our students and faculty are recognized for their efforts. They are successful in receiving significant external research funding. Just recently, we heard of $21 million funding to cover the first phase of the second part of the Chicago Biomedical Consortium. And that's a partnership that we have with the University of Chicago and Northwestern University. We heard of $3 million from the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration for the UAC's Urban Youth Trauma Center to provide training and support services for young people and for families who have experienced psychological trauma and community violence, especially in low-income neighborhoods here in Chicago. And the $3 million federal grant to the College of Applied Health Sciences for physical activity program for homebound seniors. And it's also important to tell you that we have received significant recognition for our School of Medicine, which together with Duke University and the University of California, San Diego, were chosen by the American Society for Pharmacology and Experimental Therapeutics to be the only three sites to establish pharmacology industrial partnerships funded by industry, and for Cure Violence. That's the public health program in the south side of Chicago, which was ranked number 12, in the world among all the NGOs for the work that they do globally. Our faculty are also continuing to be recognized and receiving leadership positions. Barbara Ransby was elected president of the National Women's Studies Association, and the Dean of Libraries, Mary Case, became president of the Association of Research Libraries. And we continue to be engaged locally. We hit a 10-year mark in our partnership with the Chicago Consular Corps, and we are the beneficiaries of the Corps' gala every year, the only university in Chicago to receive scholarships from the Chicago Consular Corps, more than 100 of them over a 10-year period. I could put a full stop here and be very pleasant, but I feel also obligated to mention to you that we continue to be in the middle of the worst financial crisis in our 50-year history at the University of Illinois at Chicago. We have a big hole in FY16, $125 million for the UAC campus, and we have a big question mark next to 2017. We also provided an interest-free loan to the state, that's $16 million for the MAP funds that we are covering for the state, to cover the state's obligation, and we're about to extend the credit line to $30 million as the new students come in for the spring right now. I know this is old news, but I also believe that you should hear that old news doesn't mean that it has been resolved, because it has not been resolved. Old news, it doesn't mean that it's okay by now, because it's not okay. And old news, it doesn't mean that it's normal, because it's an abnormal situation that we are in. We do the best that we can managing the crisis, but we desperately need a resolution. The longer it lasts, the bigger the mess, and the bigger the final cost that we're going to have to pay. And this is a significant cost. I have many innovative ways of how we can spend $125 million for the benefit of the students right now. And I also feel obligated to tell you that as we're re-entering 2017, the political climate is affecting our community. Some of our students, and you will see some of them in a few minutes, are angry. Some of them are confused, and yes, a few of them are actually scared by the situation. This is not the state of mind that I would like to have our students in, because it's not conducive to learning and innovation. We do the best that we can to help the students. Provost Poser will continue to host the campus conversations that we began last fall, a series of topical discussions about the challenges that we face as individuals and as a nation, the challenges that affect many of our students, and we will focus the next one on immigration and constitutional law after we have an opportunity to see the first moves of the new federal administration. These conversations have brought our community together to learn about the current issues in context and not through the filters of social media, and to provide a forum where diverse viewpoints can be heard and where students, faculty, and staff can engage in candid civil discourse and sharing of ideas. We think it's helping. So I want to thank you all for this support. I want to thank you for the opportunity to share with you what's happening at the University of Illinois at Chicago, and I want to welcome you, as is my duty, through this message to the University of Illinois at Chicago.
Michael, thank you very much for that report. And as always, thank you so much for your kind hospitality when we come to your campus to meet.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.